You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from architecture to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Madrid correspondent Liam Alders takes us through the fraught history of that city's incomplete Royal Collections Museum.
If the people of Madrid needed any further reminder of the political stalemate paralysing their country, a conspicuously incomplete construction project next to the Royal Palace stands out like a searing symbol of the impasse. The Museo de Colecciones Reales, or Royal Collections Museum, is no stranger to delay, but after nearly a century since the first plan was tabled to showcase the treasures of one of the oldest royal legacies, the problem-prone project has once again been forced to reschedule its inauguration ceremony. Originally earmarked for 2014, then 2015, and then again to 2017, the lack of a functioning government has pushed the opening date back even further. Madrileños would be forgiven for wondering, will their much-anticipated museum ever open at all? It sits almost like a mirage on the Madrid skyline, a hollowed quadrangular monument to a future just beyond reach. The museum, however, was always intended to be a celebration of the past. First imagined during Spain's short-lived Second Republic in the 1930s, it was meant to share the royal riches with the public by shining the museum's spotlights on wealth that dates all the way back to the 5th century. Unfortunately, the outbreak of a devastating civil war and the victory of the fascist dictator Francisco Franco, who was less willing to celebrate any legacy other than his own, saw the plan for the museum abandoned indefinitely.
Un Estado totalitario armonizará en España el funcionamiento de...
In 1998, Spain's National Heritage Body breathed new life into the project, announcing a public tender and the designated site, earmarked for the prominent corner between the Royal Palace and the Almudena Cathedral. Spain's most dynamic architectural duo, Luis Moreno Mancilla and Emilio Tuñón, won the tender with a bold proposal to balance the royal section of the skyline with a more modern structure. Yet, when construction finally started in 2006, it wasn't long before workmen hit another snag. As anyone with any remote knowledge of Madrid's history would tell you, Spain's main royal palace sits on the same site as the former Medina and main fortress during the Islamic occupation. The workmen had uncovered remnants of the ancient Arab wall, and the archaeologists were called in, forcing a stop work order on construction before the building had even gotten off the ground. Several years later, with the plans redrawn to incorporate the ancient ruins below and the workers finally back to work, the project was dealt another devastating blow with the sudden death of architect Luis Moreno Mancilla in 2012. He was just 52 years of age, and together with partner Emilio Tuñón, the Mancilla and Tuñón name had been steadily cementing itself onto Spain's architectural map. Mancilla's untimely death had brought their ascendant joint legacy to an abrupt end. Construction continued, but advanced at a snail's pace. Hindered by a crippling economic crisis, some wondered whether the royal family were themselves behind the dilly-dallying. Recession-weary Spaniards had, after all, begun questioning the monarchy's relevance, and a corruption scandal involving the king's daughter and son-in-law had forced a royal retreat from the public spotlight. If the aging monarch's advisers were whispering anything of use, surely now is not the moment to unveil a lavish museum to show off your gold, jewels, and carriages, was resonating in the royal ear. The structure was finally completed in 2015, but a new contract required approval to embellish the 14-hole, 40,000-square-metre interior and hang over 1,000 different items inside. Further complicating matters was a tussle between the National Heritage Body head and the Prado Museum to reclaim four prominent artworks that would serve as the new museum's main attraction. This very public, acrimonious battle prompted further setbacks, and when the two parties finally made peace, an inconclusive national election a few days later put an unforeseen budgetary freeze on the museum's final phase. What was originally intended as Spain's grand new attraction, an amalgamation of past relics and visionary modern architecture, has instead become an unfortunate symbol of institutional infighting and bureaucratic entropy. This week may have given Spaniards some much-needed respite, though. The end of the government impasse and the swearing-in of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy for a controversial second term will finally allow departmental pens to facilitate the funds for the museum's much-anticipated finale, now slated for 2020. People passing the dust-cloaked construction fences have a right to be sceptical, though. If the Spanish monarchy has shown anything over the past 1,500 years, it's that this is a household that is more than able to play the long game. And if you're hoping to get a taste of the wealth and wonders accrued along this very long road, you're probably going to have to wait just a little longer too.
A very special thanks to Liam Aldous there for that report on Madrid's Royal Collections Museum. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or dip into our archives at monocle.com. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.